Earthhaven Eco Village is a community of around 100 full-time residents tucked away in the Blue Ridge Mountains of western North Carolina. It's a place of babbling creeks, bumpy country lanes and bleating goats. Kind of like the Shire from The Lord of the Rings.
Middle Earth.
One of the houses in Earthhaven is even known as the Hobbit House because it's built into a hillside and has a rustic-looking round door.
That's the door?
This is the door.
Resident Amy Belanger stands outside her hobbity home, or what's left of it, since Hurricane Helene whipped through last fall.
The tree hit the roof here and this was all collapsed.
Half of the upper level of the house was smashed into a heap of wood, metal and foliage. Belanger says some of her fellow Earthhaveners helped pull the tree off her roof with a rope.
One, two, three!
If it hadn't been for the community, the house, I think, would be a goner. But I can now salvage it.
The Hobbit House was among the very few buildings at Earthhaven damaged during Hurricane Helene, a climate-intensified storm that killed more than 100 people alone in North Carolina and caused billions of dollars in damages. Longtime resident Brandon Greenstein says Earthhaven got lucky.
But we also made a plan to be like this.
Earthhaven has been around for about 30 years. It's organized in part around ecology and sustainability principles like permaculture and building with natural materials. It's also self-governed and residents are required to cooperate. And that all helps when it comes to withstanding big storms. Greenstein says they are mostly self-sufficient when it comes to power and water.
We did have some damage to our hydroelectric system, which put power down temporarily, but we had solar as a backup to that.
They have access to chainsaws and tractors, so they were able to quickly clear roads blocked by fallen trees. The residents also produce much of their own food, so no one went hungry, and they know how to work together. Farmer Rachel Fee did a lot of cooking.
I ran a kitchen on whatever kind of disparate food items we had and fed 100 people.
Licensed practitioner of naturopathic medicine Monique Maza set up a health and wellness clinic.
I brought whatever I had medically.
And longtime resident Andy Bosley put his electrician and handyman skills to work by monitoring Earthhaven's power systems. He's also good at keeping a level head and so took charge of community meetings.
It's sort of like being prepared, but not being a prepper and hoarding everything and having guns and I've got a year's supply of stuff and you can't touch it. Really, we rely on each other collectively.
And this collective spirit is a big solution in a world of worsening climate disasters. That's according to Rishi Sugla. He's a climate resilience scientist at the University of Washington.
There's a lot of evidence that shows that the stronger a community's social cohesion is, the better chances they have of resilience from climate hazards.
Sugla says close-knit communities tend to share resources like transportation, information and caregiving during climate-fueled disasters like Hurricane Helene.
And all of these things can help buffer the impact.
This is exactly what happened in Earthhaven in the aftermath of the recent storm. Alison Quinlan is the co-author of a 2024 report that looked at the climate resilience of eco-villages around the world. She says a strong sense of social cohesion is typical of eco-villages.
The practice of sharing resources, being very connected and knowing who has the tools and the skills that are needed for any given moment.
There are more than 1,200 established eco-villages around the globe in places like New Mexico, Malawi and Morocco.
There's a lot we can learn from eco-villages about supporting one another and connecting as a community.
Collaboration is embedded in Earthhaven's culture, but that interconnectedness also comes with downsides. The lack of diversity is a big one for Earthhaven. There is socioeconomic range, but it's largely white and it's been that way since the beginning. Resident Zev Friedman is worried about how all the whiteness can lead to patterns that cause gentrification.
A gentrifying eco-village leans towards insulating us from what's going on in the world and therefore being less willing to take on truly transformational ideas and actions around what it would mean for us to play a significant role in true climate adaptation.
Residents NPR spoke with for this story say they want Earthhaven to be more diverse. Part of this effort involves increasing public awareness of the village and its sustainable practices through running public tours and workshops on topics like climate resilience, permaculture and solar energy. Paul Karan is a co-founder of Earthhaven. He says even people who have no interest in moving to an eco-village can learn how to live more sustainable lives from places like Earthhaven.
Everybody can join with their neighbors and
figure out ways to cooperate. Just like, you know, if you got three suburban lawns right next to each other, you don't need but one lawnmower. It's as simple as that.
Karan says he wants communities everywhere to work collectively to be more resilient when it comes to adapting to climate change. His dream, he says, is for every city block to function like an eco-village. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, Earth Haven Eco-Village, North Carolina.